朋友你好，欢迎来到为你读诗，我是陈振飞。今天是美国作家梭罗诞辰205周年的日子，他的《瓦尔登湖》举世皆知，而那一段自耕自食、质朴而诗意的人生试验，也令无数人心驰神往。诗人孩子曾写过不少关于梭罗的文字，他认为梭罗对自己生命和存在的本身表示极大的珍惜和关注，这也是他诗歌的理想。今晚我想用中英双语与你分享《瓦尔登湖》的作品片段。那是1845年三月将近，我借了一把斧子来到瓦尔登湖畔的森林。我想在离这方水坡最近的地方搭建小屋，于是着手砍伐高大笔直的白松幼树以作建材。不过不借工具而想开始有点困难，不过让友人对你的事业发生兴趣却是一桩美事。斧子的主人在出让其所有权时说，那可是他的掌上之珍，但我还给他的时候却比借的时候更加锋利。我伐木的地方是一处宜人的山坡，长满了松树，从那里望去可以看到湖面，山坡上还有一方空地，松树和珊瑚桃在其间奋身挺立。湖面上若许地方没有冰盖，但残冰犹存，颜色深暗，浸满湖水。那些日子在我劳动的地方唯有雪花飞舞，但是当我走出林子跨上铁道回家的时候，有好多地方黄色的沙丘在大气的氤氲中闪着微光，伸向远方。铁轨在春天的阳光下耀着光亮，鸣唱的百灵、山芋及其他鸟儿已经飞来，跟我们一同启动了新的一年。Near the end of March 1845, I borrowed an axe and went down to the woods by Wotham Pond, nearest to where I intended to build my house, and began to cut down some tall, arrowy white pines, still in their youth for timber. It is difficult to begin without borrowing, but perhaps it is the most generous course.Thus to permit your fellow men to have an interest in your enterprise. The owner of the axe, as he released his hold on it, said it was the apple of his eye, but I returned it sharper than I received it. It was a pleasant hillside where I worked, covered with pine woods, through which I looked out on the pond and the small open field in the woods.Where pines and hickories were springing up. The ice in the pond was not yet dissolved, though there were some open spaces and it was all dark colored and saturated with water. There were some slight flurries of snow during the days that I worked there, but for the most part, when I came out onto the railroad on my way home,its yellow sand heaps stretched away gleaming in the hazy atmosphere, and the rills shone in the spring sun, and I heard the lark and pewee and other birds already come to commence another year with us.